This is Matt Webb
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
And I'm pleased to be joined in the studio by Simon Pickering from Winter Comfort, the homeless charity. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Matt.
So, first of all, Simon, just tell us about Winter Comfort for people who aren't familiar with the work of the charity.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so Winter Comfort are a homeless charity based just near Jesus Green in Cambridge, and we provide a day centre for rough sleepers and people that are vulnerably housed. And so that takes all sorts of shapes and sizes of people.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah, that's us. We provide cooked breakfasts and hot showers and a laundry service alongside a whole load of other learning and development opportunities.
And how long have you been in existence now? Must be quite a few years.
Winter Comfort or me?
No, Winter Comfort, of course.
Winter Comfort has been around just shortly less time than me, 26 years. So Winter Comfort came about on the back of the recession in the early 90s when homelessness shot up uncontrollably, and Winter Comfort was set up as a response to that, really.
And you must have helped thousands and thousands and thousands of people in that time.
Quite easily, yes. So in the last year, for example, we've helped 763 people. So if you multiply that by 26, it's a huge number of people, actually. So, yeah, it's a great charity to represent, really.
And of course, we are now very much in winter time. There's lots of rough sleepers out on the city streets, and you're starting up a Christmas appeal. Just tell us a bit about this.
Yes, so it's a Winter Comfort tradition, really. Every year we launch our Christmas appeal, and all the money raised goes towards supporting our welfare service, so the cooked breakfast and the hot showers and the stuff that people really need, especially when they're first rough sleeping. So all the money raised goes towards that, and we're looking for as many people to get behind the campaign as possible, really.
And why is it important to fundraise?
Well, for us at Winter Comfort, without fundraising, we simply wouldn't exist. So we have to keep fundraising in order to keep our services running, and the need continues to grow, really. So fundraising for us is sort of part of the culture of Winter Comfort. We're really fortunate, you know, we're one of those Cambridge-based charities, you know, that people associate us as that Cambridge-based charity, which is brilliant, you know, and the Cambridge community do get behind us, actually. But unfortunately, the demand is rising, and we have to carry on fundraising.
I was about to say, with the demand rising, it means that getting those extra coffers into your pot is really, really important.
Absolutely, yeah. So to put things in fairly simple terms, I guess, sort of £14 would pay for a week's worth of cooked breakfasts, roughly £2 a head. £40 would pay for a month's worth of laundry powder, which sounds a really random thing.
Yeah, it does actually. But of course, when it comes to it, I mean, it's important that people have clean clothes. It keeps them healthy, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And it gives people a sense of dignity as well that you might well go without when rough sleeping, really. So, without the work of Winter Comfort and the other homeless charities in the city, I think the homeless picture would look somewhat worse than it does now. We're delighted to be part of the homeless sector and, you know, part of, you know, one of those organisations that's hopefully making a difference.
And when it comes to people who approach you, is there a way in which they can be part of your service? Do they just walk in off the street, or do you go out and meet people who are sleeping in doorways, for example?
So generally, Winter Comfort is fairly well known in the homeless sector within the city. So most people that are sleeping rough are aware of Winter Comfort. And if they're not, it's their first, you know, their first encounter of rough sleeping within the city, the street outreach service that the city council fund go out and let rough sleepers know about all the different services that are available within the city. And obviously Winter Comfort is one of those sort of immediate charities that comes forward from that list, really, in terms of getting support and meeting your basic needs. Winter Comfort is a good place for that, really.
And of course, Christmas time, it's not a good time for people who are homeless if they're sleeping rough and that they're seeing people walking by with bags of shopping. It has a knock-on effect on mental health as well, I would assume.
Huge, yeah. So, a good number of our service users do have mental health issues. And this time of year, you know, rough sleeping and homelessness creates a sense of isolation. And then I think that's probably enhanced in the December months, heading towards Christmas, potentially, you know, maybe not with family or loved ones. You could be on your own at Christmas. And that brings a certain hardship, I think, for people. You know, it's a real, you know, reality check for some people. That's why, you know, we'll be open on Christmas Day. We've got the mayor coming in to, you know, serve up lunch and that kind of stuff. And last year we had 35 people with us. So, you know, there are people, you know, that are left isolated on Christmas Day, you know. So, you know, part of Winter Comfort's work is to provide a sense of belonging and somewhere where people can come and, you know, be known and be supported.
So. It's interesting you should say that, because our very own Neil Whiteside from breakfast here at the station quite often goes down on Christmas Day to help serve breakfast, doesn't he? And
that's
he really
right,
enjoys
yeah.
it. It's a good opportunity to meet such a wide variety of people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think probably I've chatted to Neil about this. One of the things I think he always finds every year is actually just the wide range of people that homelessness affects. Actually, you know, there's a stereotype that's, you know, only certain people end up rough sleeping. And I think when somebody like Neil comes, who doesn't work within one of the homeless charities, you know, most of the time, there's a sense of actually this does affect all sorts of different people from all sorts of walks of life, really. Homelessness doesn't just, you know, target one single group of people, really.
Well, yeah, that's right, because it seems to strike me when I look at people's stories of people who are homeless around Cambridge, some of them had some very good jobs previously, and they've gone through a stage of their life where they've lost everything, whether it be through a marriage breakdown or being evicted from their home. It can be a really difficult time for those people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, here at Winter Comfort in the last few days, or last few years, I should say, sorry, we've supported people that maybe ran IT companies, you know, and employed lots of people, and then, you know, through no fault of their own, ended up homeless. We've supported people that have had really successful jobs in, you know, City of London, that sort of stuff. You know, really not what we would describe the usual suspects as people that don't know the homeless sector might consider. And Winter Comfort is one of those places where we welcome all, really. You know, it's not our service is free for everybody, and if people arrive at our building, we welcome them, you know, how they're found, really, and work with them to hopefully make some lasting change in their lives. That's, you know, that's really what we're about.
And you touched upon the stereotype that people have of a homeless person. Often it can be seen as men, but if you look at the national statistics when it comes to homelessness, the majority of people who are homeless are men, but there's also seems to be an increasing number of women and children who are becoming homeless as well.
Yes, so I mean, Winter Comfort, we don't deal with children and homeless families as a entire unit. We deal with elements of that, but in the last 2 years we've seen the rise of single women on their own coming to use our services has actually doubled. So we were couple of years ago at 7.5%.
Why do you think that
15.
Is?
I'm not entirely sure. I think we probably need to do some more work with our partners and the local authorities to actually look at what is happening. Why are we seeing this shift? You know, because to see a doubling of that to 15% of our overall service users, quite a big number, really. In the new year we're going to be talking with our partners in a bit more detail about that. Is there an element of the system which isn't functioning? Is it a lack of suitable accommodation? You know, we're going to start looking at that as an issue, really.
And of course you've got the large amounts of men as well that you have to deal with as well, and it's just adding to the numbers, isn't it?
Yeah, it does. It just puts a pressure on our service, really. And we're seeing on average, you know, we can see as many as 90 people per day, which is much higher than it was, you know, say 7 years ago in 2010. It was much less than that.
So going back to your Christmas appeal once again,
yeah.
If people want to support you, what can they do to take part in the appeal?
There's a few different things. Obviously, Winter Comfort relies on quite a large staff team to provide the support that people need, and the staff team that we have at Winter Comfort are fantastic. So any financial donations will help us to keep our services running. So monetary donations are fantastic, and that can be done through our website, which is wintercomfort.org.uk/Christmas. So we've made it fairly easy for people to find us. And then also on there, there's a list of, there's links to our volunteering page, because we also rely on quite a high number of volunteers. And there's also a, we have a list and we ask people if they could stick to the list. We've got a list of items that we give out throughout the year. And if people can download that list and maybe give a few of the items, sleeping bags are on there, torches, hot chocolates, very basic things that
we all take for granted in some cases.
I think so, yeah. And actually, we could probably afford to buy 2 or 3 sleeping bags on our Christmas bill and would we really notice? So, if people wanted to get hold of that list, that's also on our website as well.
Now, I remember when I was younger, actually, when I was a Boy Scout, something that we used to do each Christmas was to raise money for Winter Comfort and then go out and buy a range of bits and pieces to actually give to people who were homeless on Christmas Day. And we used to go down to Jimmy's Night Shelter, for example, and hand these things out. When it comes to groups wanting to support you, is this something that you welcome?
Absolutely, yeah. So tonight, actually, we're launching our Christmas appeal at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and then 7 o'clock this evening, I'm going out to Shelford Scouts to give them a talk. They're going to do a sleep out in December and raise funds to support our work, and other groups are more than welcome to do that sort of stuff. Some workplaces do cake sales, and I guess the message from Winter Comfort around our Christmas appeal is obviously give financially, give stuff if you would like, and also get your workplaces or community groups like Scouts engaged in the issue of homelessness. And actually, part of our work as a charity is actually to uncover the issues of homelessness. So we sort of encourage people to get together and organise something and raise awareness of the issue as well.
Simon, it's been fantastic talking to you this afternoon. And once again, just recap your website address for people who want to find out more.
Yes, so it's www.wintercomfort.org.uk/Christmas.
Simon Pickering, thank you very much.